Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a good weekend, but we got to get the week started. Yes, it's the 10th of August, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that did happen over the weekend, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. All right, there's been so many reports about, okay, who's going to buy TikTok? That is over in the U.S. The reason why that's going on, yeah, it's a whole other story that we don't get into on this show. Nonetheless, though, it's all been about Microsoft, but seems Twitter is also interested as well. Yes, according to the Wall Street Journal, it seems Twitter is also interested in acquiring TikTok. In fact, Twitter's actual quote was, they want to pursue a possible acquisition of TikTok as long as there wouldn't be any big obstacles. And there might be some of those big obstacles, being the fact that ByteDance, they can't really handle any transactions in the U.S. since August 6. Again, other things we won't get into on this show. Up until this point, it was really only Microsoft that was the only company saying, yeah, we're interested over here. But up till now, nothing's really came of it. And as far as Twitter's concerned, nothing may come of that either. It definitely is a wait-and-see game currently. Speaking of Microsoft, that Xbox Series S console, we didn't know if it existed. Yeah, it turns out it probably does. That's because we've seen some controller packaging for it that leaked over the weekend. Now, we did know there was supposed to be a cheaper next-generation Xbox coming, but we weren't sure of the name. But thanks to this unveiling, we now do know it's called the Xbox Series S. Now, the controller that actually is out there on the market right now, yes, you can actually buy this thing, gives the indication that the controller will work with the Xbox Series X or the Xbox Series S consoles. So, there you have it. That's how we know the Series S is definitely coming. Now, of course, we've tried to get full 100% confirmation from Microsoft on this, but apparently they're too busy with TikTok right now. And finally, well, Toshiba over the weekend, I guess, just decided to get around the table and said, you guys want to make laptops anymore? No. Okay, yeah, we're out. Yeah, that's right. After 35 years, Toshiba has said bye-bye to the laptop. They're getting out of that business. With the remaining minority stake has been passed over to Sharp. Actually, Sharp's been doing the work for quite a while now, as they already had 80.1% stake in the company for their laptop division. Well, now they own the whole damn thing. You probably know the division better as Danabook. Kind of a bit of a sad day, though, for Toshiba. Back in 1985, they actually made the first PC laptop. Had that internal rechargeable battery and a 3.5-inch floppy drive. Not to mention 256K of memory. Woo! But because of over the years and so much competition, Toshiba just really couldn't keep up. Thank you for the memories, Toshiba. Happen to have a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Also, if you got a product that you'd like reviewed by the British Tech Network, well, send us all the details as well at britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. And speaking of the British Tech Network, hop on over to our official website right now. Check out the podcast, the blog, and so much more at britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, we're still on Facebook too at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join our community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way tomorrow, yes, for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.